If you got a traffic ticket recently, you're not alone. Drivers in Vermont paid a combined $4 million in traffic penalties last year. After receiving a well-informed tip, VPR started looking into which Vermont towns write the most traffic tickets and why. Today, VPR's Emily Corwin takes us to Windsor County.
Erica Bazawi is at traffic court, writing a check for $100, her traffic fine.
Did I just make it out?
Bazawi giggles about getting caught speeding twice in the same week by the same deputy.
I feel like he's the only Windsor County sheriff that I see.
Really?
I do.
Good news, he cut her a deal. Bazawi lives in Plymouth, home to Vermont's most aggressive speed enforcement. Last year in Plymouth, sheriff's deputies issued over $415,000 in traffic fines. That's substantially higher than the vast majority of towns.
I think everybody has gotten pulled over there.
I got to the Windsor County Courthouse after sorting a spreadsheet and finding Plymouth at the top for most revenue from traffic fines. With so much money at stake, I have to ask, is somebody profiting from all these tickets?
I don't get one penny of that revenue.
First to Sheriff Michael Chamberlain.
It's not like the state sends me a check.
It's true. The state does not send Michael Chamberlain a check. However, some of that revenue does make its way to his bank account. See, each year, a couple thousand motorists pay fines after getting stopped in Plymouth. The state keeps a hefty cut and sends the rest to the town. Last year, that was roughly $220,000. $220,000 is almost exactly how much the town spends on its contract with the sheriff's department. And the sheriff himself gets to take home 5% of all of his contracts. That's according to law. Last year, Sheriff Michael Chamberlain took home roughly $10,000 for his contract in Plymouth. This is not illegal, and Chamberlain may not have bad intentions. It's the towns, after all, that choose how much law enforcement they want. Plymouth hires a lot, 12 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Sorry about that.
That's all right. I'm Emily. You must be Ralph.
Ralph, yeah.
Nice to meet you.
Ralph Michael is chair of the select board in Plymouth. His board decides how much law enforcement the town should hire.
Should I sit right here? How about that?
Yeah, whatever. Sure.
We met at the offices of his engineering company.
They are speed traps to them because they got a ticket. The deputy sheriffs do not hide.
Michael says there's a reason for deputies to issue a lot of tickets here. Speeding on this road, he says, is a particular danger.
If they're going to have bicycles on Route 100, we really need to have the road fixed for bicycle. This place is on Route 100. You can't even stay on the edge of the road with a car.
Michael says some enforcement is good. But he also says the deputies shouldn't spend all their time ticketing motorists.
We have in the past had a lot of break-ins, especially like hunting camps and things like that. Their presence has greatly reduced the amount of break-ins and that. And one of the things I have been mentioning with them is we want you to go not spend all your time sitting on Route 100.
Meanwhile, Sheriff Chamberlain says his officers do regular patrols, but Plymouth is quiet.
I'm sure the town is probably not going to want us just come in and sit around, drive around for 12 hours and not do anything.
This mindset has helped make Plymouth the state's most aggressive speed stop. And the town's most recent contract for services is worth significantly more than last year's. For VPR News, I'm Emily Corwin.
And you can find out how much your town is ticketing motorists at vpr.net.